Welcome to Too Much Rock, podcast number 663. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We started things this week with a track from Warriors from New York City. The song is Trust Your Gut, and that's the title track of the band's new album, which comes out September 15th on Ernest Jennings Record Company. That is the first single. You may have heard that one before, and it is a wonderful song, but the whole album is very, very good. In fact, it might be very, very, very good. So pick that one up. It comes out this week. I got music for you this week. It's a little sampler of a lot of different things I like. Hopefully you like, too. This is The Chisel with Tooth and Nail.
We'll be right back.
Jam. We've got some new music there from the Uncouth from right here in Kansas City, Missouri. The song is Seeds of Deception, and that's on the band's self-titled debut that just came out September 1st on Insurgence Records or Contra Records, depending on where you are in the world. It's taken a long time for that full length to come out, but it's an excellent record full of melodic oi. You're going to want to check that out. And before that, we heard from The Chisel with the song Tooth and Nail. That was on the band's Retaliation album that came out in 2021, though I just picked that up as a 2023 repress that just came out on Pure Noise Records. Everyone loves that band. It's excellent hardcore. It's oi. It's mixed together. It's good stuff. Smart. Both of those, just excellent records. Anyway, I got more music. Let's keep playing some. This is RX Ghost with the song People Are Animals. Welcome back to the Too Much Rock Podcast. We started that set with RX Ghost from Kansas City. That's a new band name for a band that's been around for a while. Most of them were in High Diving Ponies. A different approach here, a different sound, but I like it. The song I played was People Are Animals, and that's on the band's new EP, Scaffolding, which came out August 8th. Put that out themselves, digital only, find that on their Bandcamp. That song is a little more emo, maybe a little more histrionic than the rest of the album, which is more indie rock, maybe a little bit of shoegaze in there as well. After that, we heard from Constant Insult from Minneapolis. I played the song Drifting, and that's on the band's Demo 2023 cassette, self-released there. Pick that one up. I enjoy that band. They used to come through Kansas City a lot, but I haven't seen them in a while. I enjoy kind of the punk abandon and the heartland rock that they mix together so well. Anyway, I guess I should let you know the podcast works now. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and then I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, keep coming back week after week. Let's do a little bit of power pop because, well, this is the Too Much Rock Podcast. This one's by The Chronics. It's called I Did Not Try.
Just a girl, she's all the world, yeah, she's everything.
That sounds like something you'd hear on Too Much Rock, doesn't it? That is the short-lived band The Taxi Boys from Boston. The song is She, and it was on the self-titled 12-inch that came out in 1981 on Bomb Records. I also picked up the 7-inch, also self-titled, and came out the same year. Neither one of them sound good at all. Don't know where they recorded. But the songs are great, in that garagey sort of power pop way. It features members of the Rich Kids, and it sounds like it. It all makes sense. Find those ones used, they're not so bad. Before that, we heard from The Chronics from Bologna in Italy. The song is I Did Not Try, and it's on the band's latest album, Do You Love the Sun, which came out December 2nd of last year on Spaghetti Town and Puke and Vomit. Excellent modern power pop with a little bit of pop punk to it as well. And I see we're out of time, so let's go ahead and wrap things up. Need to let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 663. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at TooMuchRock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on your favorite social media sites like Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, at Sid Much Rock. Look at the concert calendar. We've got a few fun things coming up. Various Blonde is playing the Mini Bar on the 12th. Electric Blue Yonder is at the Tin Roof on the 13th. Inner Shikari is at Record Bar on the 14th. Alice Cooper at Azura on the 15th. Or Silicon Prairie at Farewell. Or Chastity at Howdy on the 16th. Love Snack is at Lemonade Park. Or Thong Gag is playing the Replay. Pelander Z is at the Record Bar on the 17th. And Corey Feldman, yes, that Corey Feldman is at Lemonade Park on the 17th. I Hate God is playing Record Bar on the 18th. Looking at the website, there's lots of new things out there. Photos and videos and my thoughts of that Raven Black, Living Dead Girl, Owls, and Aliens, Chaos Theory, What Is Within show. That was a big show. The Creepy Jingles, Killer City, Thick and Foolish, Fur and the Fang show. And the, The Cloak, Soiled Doves and Varlock show. And even found some photos from the 2016 David Bowie tribute, The Band That Fell to Earth, KC. All of those new on the website, and more stuff coming. So, good stuff. All right, one track left then. Let's play something from Cloak from Atlanta. Saw them a few weeks ago, really enjoyed it, so I picked up their new album, Black Flame Eternal, which came out May 26th on Season of Mist. It's a black and roll album. There's heavy metal, there's black metal, there's goth. All of it is in there, and that's why I picked this song. It's called Shadowlands, and it kind of shows everything that the band does, how much fun they are. I think you're going to enjoy it. So let's end things here with Cloak and the song Shadowlands. Thank you very much. We'll talk again next week.
My final hour is I need to wield the